We've been mentioning him a lot. Just a really a fantastic kid, fantastic player. You know, we've been saying the same thing about Marshall Weipramp, but the people that have not really been getting a lot of the airtime would be people who worked their tails off tonight, like Mitchell Guza, Brian White, Austin Drake, Brett Flaherty. Those are all seniors that are leaving Ubley, and I'm sure Coach Pickla is going to really miss them. But, you know, life goes on, graduation happens, you go ahead and just reload, and I'm sure Ubley will be back. As far as Harbor Beach is concerned, very happy for him, of course. You know, it's just one of those kind of things that Coach Rubel had said, somebody has to leave this floor unvictorious. It was hard for him to say that, but that's exactly what it was. And his kids played hard, and we said that somebody had to step up. We mentioned Sloan, but, you know, also who played really, really steady was Eli Kraft.
Eli Kraft. And we got word before the game that he was fighting a fever. He was not feeling well all through the day. Came through, and you couldn't even tell, really, in his performance. He was the leading scorer at 17 points. And Sloan Glasky and him propelled the Pirates into the victorious winner's circle here, if there was ever one for basketball, 48-44.
Eli Kraft would be the type of kid that would never use anything for an excuse.
I agree, especially as a sophomore. So,
he reminds me of a senior already.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that's going to do it for tonight. Back in the studio pushing all the buttons, Michael Kaufman and Jason Scott, sideline reporter here, Ryan Brown, John Mooney, color commentary, and I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and play-by-play host for tonight's broadcast. We will be back on Monday around 7 o'clock in regional semifinals action in Vassar. Our Beach Pirates will be taking on either Saint Nouvelle or Sanford Meridian in regional play. So long, we will see you next week on WLEW.